Dalai a postscript from the time of the Shulchan Aruch. Out that on Purim, we are mechuyev to celebrate in a very physical way. We are mechuyev to make a meal. We are mechuyev to drink wine. These men are mechuyev to drink wine. Women is a shayla. We are mechuyev to send food to each other. Shalach manos. So in Purim, we celebrate Hashem's geula in a very physical way. When it comes to Hanukkah, there is no chiyuv to eat special food on Chanukah. Yeah, we have latkes, but that's not a chiyuv. You're not chiyuv to do that. There are customs. And the way we thank Hashem is primarily by the recitation of Hallel, praising Hashem, by Al HaNisim, which is the prayer of thanking Hashem for all the miracles, and by lighting candles, lighting neros, which are remembering the miracle of the jar of oil that should have only burnt one day and it burnt 8 days, and also the commemorating the victory Hashem gave us. But the basic idea is, Purim, we thank Hashem in a gashmiyistika way. Chanukah, we thank Hashem totally in a ruchniyistika way. And why is there that difference? So the Levush explains, the sakana of Purim was a physical sakana. Haman was not trying to uproot Torah per se. In fact, Haman didn't care if you were a religious Jew or a non-religious Jew. Haman wanted to kill every single Jew. The modern analogy to Haman would, of course, be Hitler. Hitler sent to the concentration camp not only, you know, Gaonim and Tzaddikim, Hitler sent to the concentration camp Jews who had converted to Christianity. In fact, it's a bit of a controversy. There's a woman who became a Catholic nun, a Jewish woman who had become a Catholic nun before World War II, and she died in a concentration camp. And the Catholic Church declared her a saint because she was a martyr to her Christian faith. She died on Kiddush Christianity. Now, obviously, she did not die because she was a Christian. She died because she was Jewish. But the point is, Hitler was not trying to make Jews abandon the Torah. Hitler was physically destroying Jews. And Haman is exactly the same way. Therefore, since the sakana of Purim was a sakana to the body, we thank Hashem with our body by eating and drinking and shalach manos. Chanukah is a very different story. It's true that Chanukah involved a war. Chanukah did involve a war, and in a war people got killed. But you know, Antiochus was not like Hitler. Antiochus was perfectly happy to have Jews live in his kingdom as long as the Jews would give up the mitzvahs. Antiochus wanted them to become Hellenist. He wanted them to become Greek. He wanted them to adopt Greek culture and the glorification of the body. And if you were a Jew that went along with that, you had full political and civil rights. Antiochus said, however, if you're going to keep your mitzvahs, if you're going to keep Shabbos, if you're going to keep Kashrus, if you're going to learn Torah, if you're going to sanctify the new moon for Rosh Chodesh and all the Yom Tovim, I'm going to kill you. So the Chanukah threat was not a threat to our physical survival. The Chanukah threat was a threat to our spiritual existence as a people. So when Hashem saved us from that threat, it was saving us from a threat to our ruchnius, not our gashmius. And therefore, since the sakana was in ruchnius, we thank Hashem in ruchniistika ways, Hallel, Al Hanisim, and lighting candles, because candles are also a remez to the neshama, because ner Hashem nishmas adam. A candle is a symbol of a person's neshama. I'm sorry, so you had him?
Yeah, I thought that Antiochus didn't mind so much if they did mitzvah as long as they would accept that they were part of the Lord gods.
Well, yes, I understand. That may in fact be true also, but that doesn't really change things, because if you're telling a Jew, you can do your mitzvahs but believe in many gods, that kind of makes their mitzvahs worthless, because the whole purpose of mitzvahs is we reaffirm that there's only one Hashem who made heaven and earth. So, in other words, it's like saying, I don't believe in Hashem, but I'll do mitzvahs. So, yeah, but what's a mitzvah? The mitzvah becomes an empty ceremony.
Did they mind if they served sort of Hashem as long as they were serving
on God,
or did they say...
No, actually, your point is actually 100% correct. The Greeks were pagans. Now, pagans believe in many gods. So, you're correct. If pagans believe in 100 gods, and all the Jews are going to do is make the 101st god, that's perfectly fine. Okay. But in fact, that's why... only the Jews had this problem. In other words, when the Greeks conquered other nations, the Greeks let the other nations keep their gods, because the Greeks said, okay, you're just bringing in another god. The problem, so to speak, with the Jews is the Jews didn't look at Hashem as just another god. They looked at Hashem as the only god that Antiochus could not take, and that's why he wanted to destroy. But again, you have to understand that the war that was fought against Antiochus was not because Antiochus wanted to destroy the Jewish people physically. Antiochus made gezeiros, that these mitzvahs should not be kept. And those Jews who obeyed those gezeiros were able to live with perfect equality. In other words, you could even say he was a very good ruler, and I mean, from my perspective, obviously, because he gave Jews the same rights as goyim, as long as they didn't do these unique Jewish things. So if this was a war in Ruchnius, this was not a war. I mean, it turned into a Gashmius war. It turned into a war, but it was a war because of spiritual reasons, not physical reasons.
Is there an extra mitzvah of Hanukkah or no?
Is there what? On Hanukkah?
Extra mitzvah
of Hanukkah? It is brought down that there is an extra mitzvah of Hanukkah, because Nair is also the Torah's called light, and the Torah is called the candle. Therefore, Hanukkah is my...
So I don't say because
of
spiritual victory, there shouldn't be this extra mitzvah.
Well, it's brought down that it's a proper thing to learn extra during Hanukkah, but it's not an absolute key. The only key is Hallel, Amanisim, and Light of the Nemos. Dreidel is not a key, and although there's some deep reasons for Dreidel, and Lapkus is not a key. Although it is brought down, there is an Indian to have fried things in oil because that connects it to the Papa Shemin. But those are minhagim, those are not obligations per se.